Montanans are delivering a message to Democratic Senator John Tester's office across the state today. Support bold investments in the country's future. Congress is considering a $3.5 trillion budget that includes major investments to address climate change. Tester was instrumental in crafting the bipartisan infrastructure bill last month, which carried a $1 trillion price tag. Caitlin Basertia with the Montana chapter of the Sierra Club says lawmakers now have a chance to pass an ambitious budget reconciliation bill.
With the budget reconciliation bill, we have an opportunity to pass something three times the size with priorities that could be truly transformational for Montana and for the rest of the country.
Montanans are delivering care packages to six Tester offices from Kalispell to Billings today. They are calling on the senator to support six priorities in the reconciliation bill, including moving the country toward 100% clean energy, repealing federal fossil fuel subsidies, and retrofitting and electrifying all schools and hospitals. Congress still is working out the details of the reconciliation bill, whose fate has been tied to the infrastructure bill. Basertia wants to see the measure pass in September while there is still the political will to move forward on them. She says it's crucial to act on climate change now as its impacts on the country grow, and in light of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report, which urged the world to act quickly to prevent more warming.
Also, it's coming at a time when there are significant wildfires in Montana. There's been a drought emergency, and that IPCC report just came out, concluding that we're coming closer to the end of our window to change the outcomes that we could be facing.
Basertia says they also are calling on Montana's other senator, Republican Steve Daines, to support the budget reconciliation, but admits it's a long shot. Daines voted against the infrastructure bill in August. Because of how it is crafted, the reconciliation bill just needs a simple majority in the Senate to pass. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.